for a trip around the state and a look at the week's big game.
Kona Radio and Pasco, our friend Mike McDonald looking at those mighty Richland Bombers. And Mike, we were just talking about in the last segment before we had you on, I was asking Steve, I said, you know, how far do you have to go down the polls before you find a team that you would be surprised if they won the state championship? And certainly Richland would not be a surprise at this point, at least in our minds. How about you? Would it surprise you if the Richland Bombers won the state championship?
No. You know, I can see them making it into semifinals. I don't know. That might be pushing it a little bit far. It kind of depends. Yeah, they've got everything you want in a team, offense, defense, special teams, and good quality personnel, and a senior quarterback that's guiding them, and Paxton Stevens that just performed brilliantly tonight in their win over Hanford. But there's really good competition now. Things would have to go their way, I think, to make it into the championship.
How about, though, we'll talk about Richland's game in just a moment. How about the Riverhawks? I know that was just, a one-touchdown defeat by Richland. Is that right for Chihuahua?
Yep. And 21-14 last week.
Same thing for Chihuahua. They're right about the same level with Richland. Would it be a moderate surprise if they went all the way and won it?
I think so too.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, again, semifinal opportunity, perhaps, maybe into the championship game. Things would have to fall their way. Chihuahua struggled tonight in their matchup on the road at Walla Walla after falling to Richland a week ago. They squeaked by with a victory down there tonight.
Wow, so the Riverhawks get us a close win. How about Richland? How were they able to take care of Hanford, or would they? Were they?
49-7, the final score. Wow. We had the running clock through the second half as the Bombers went up early in this matchup. Paxton Stevens, the senior quarterback for the Bombers, threw an early interception in the red zone that cost the team a scoring opportunity off the opening drive, off the opening kickoff, but rebounded nicely with four touchdown passes. A really nice game for Gavin Brasker. He's the punt return guy and a wide receiver. He had a punt return for 62 and a score and another touchdown pass for 17 yards as the Bombers cruise to the victory over their in-town rival, Hanford, 49-7.
On the 3A side, did Kamiakin already have it wrapped up going into tonight, or did they need a win?
Well, they actually played that game last night.
Okay.
Because the winner of the loser of the game last night has to play Tuesday night.
I see.
So Kamiakin down Southridge 50-10 last night over at Neil F. Lamson Stadium. So that sets up a matchup coming up on Tuesday. Southridge will be hosting Shadle Park out of the Greater Spokane League. And then the winner of that game between Shadle and Southridge will play at Kingco, number one seed out of the 3A, coming up on Saturday. So that's kind of a tough turnaround.
Absolutely. And then, flipping you back to the 4A for a second, what does Richland and Chihuahua have next, or do we know yet?
Yeah, we do. Gonzaga Prep ended up with the victory tonight, 29-18, the final score over Central Valley. So it will be Gonzaga Prep at home against Chihuahua, and Central Valley will be on the road to play against Richland. Now, last year, the same scenario occurred. Central Valley didn't want to play at Richland at Franer Stadium on the natural grass because the field condition was so poor.
Hmm.
And we're suspecting that the game will be moved over to Neil F. Lamson again this year.
Okay, I see. Any other scores for us tonight?
Let's see. It was Tijuana again, edging Walla Walla at Borleski, 14-12. And the other matchup saw Kennewick defeat Pasco, 46-6.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good night.
You bet. You too. Mike McDonald from Kona Radio in Pasco.